课堂听 class.com。
Quiz 3. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Excuse me, Dr. Kilmer, do you have a minute?
Hello, Darren. Come on in, have a seat. What can I do for you?
Well, it's about my midterm grade for organizational psychology. I'm surprised it's so low. I feel like I've been working pretty hard in this class.
I see. Well, let's go back and have another look at each of your assignments. Here we go. Okay, I've pulled up your record. You had a C on the midterm exam and a B on your first assignment.
Yeah, that was the paper about the interview. I talked to a woman at a bio-research firm.
Yes, I remember that paper. You must have learned some useful things. But unfortunately, Darren, I don't have any record here for the second and third assignments. They were due on October 1st and the 13th.
I know, but I've been sort of busy. My younger brother's starting classes here in January, and I have to show him around and help him find a place to live. He's staying with me for now, but he doesn't have a car, so I have to drive him.
Can't your brother take the bus some of the time? After all, your coursework should be your priority.
It's really hard. He is my brother, and he's had some problems in the past. My parents want me to help him get settled. They live 2,000 miles away.
I see. That does make it tough.
I'd like to... Would it be all right if I made up those two papers? I started the first one, but I just didn't get everything typed up.
Yes, of course you can make up the work, but it would be best if you did that as soon as possible. Remember, these short papers, together with the long-term paper, count for 50% of your final grade.
I know, and I need my final grade to be better than my midterm grade. Don't worry, I'll get it together. I really like this class. I just have to get more organized.
Well, good luck, Darren. I'm glad you came to talk to me.
Thanks, Dr. Kilmer. I appreciate your time.
Number 1. Why does the student speak to his professor? Number 2. What reason does the student give for not completing his assignments? Number 3. When were the assignments due? Number 4. What point does the professor make about the student's work? Number 5. Why does the student say this?
Don't worry, I'll get it together.
Questions 6 through 10. Listen to part of a lecture in a communications class.
Researchers study television to understand its effects on viewers and to measure its effectiveness in selling products. Much of the research on TV audiences is market research, paid for by corporations with something to sell. Let me repeat. Research on television is funded largely by advertisers. The television industry depends on advertising money to survive, and this relationship influences what television offers viewers. Advertisers aim to reach mass audiences and specific social groups. In turn, the television industry tries to meet the needs of advertisers, because pleasing the advertisers is nearly as important as pleasing the public. This means advertisers have a lot of control over what programs are made and when they are shown. The American television industry is controlled by people who are more interested in the culture of consumerism than in preserving cultures or natural resources. I mean, for the first time in history, most of the stories children learn don't come from their parents or schools. They come from a small number of large corporations with something to sell. and this culture of consumerism is exported to other countries. Television is the most effective marketing tool ever created. Many advertisements apply basic psychology by sort of appealing to our insecurities and desires. Ads convince us that the things we once thought were luxuries are now necessities. Television is highly skilled at creating images of affluence, not just in the ads, but in the programs as well. Using sophisticated market research, programmers and advertisers sort of paint a picture of life centered on material possessions. This kind of life may look glamorous and desirable, but it's all at the expense of personal relationships. As you probably can tell, I tend to agree with critics of the media. Advertising does create false needs, and products we really need don't require advertising. Television promotes consumerism. It shows us things, things, and more things. It encourages greed and envy. Television helps create a wasteful society, where things are thrown out long before they are worn out.
Number 6. What is the main idea of the lecture? Number 7. According to the professor, why do researchers study television? Number 8. According to the professor, why do advertisers have control over television programming? Number 9. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Television is highly skilled at creating images of affluence, not just in the ads, but in the programs as well. Using sophisticated market research, programmers and advertisers sort of paint a picture of life centered on material possessions. This kind of life may look glamorous and desirable, but it's all at the expense of personal relationships.
Why does the professor say this?
This kind of life may look glamorous and desirable, but it's all at the expense of personal relationships.
Number 10. What is the professor's opinion of television?